Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 88, and it's a Monday, March 26, 2018. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Welcome everyone to Gay Geek Bizarre, where we talk about gay news, geek stories, and bizarre topics. Ray, we had an amazing weekend.
We did.
Yes.
As usual, we spend it together again.
That's right. I enjoy spending time with Ray. So, last weekend was actually a special day because it's our friend Dave and Jason's wedding. And we all went to Austin. It's supposed to be a non-traditional wedding because, you know, they did the reception first before the actual wedding. So they did that on Friday night. They had the reception, and then they had the actual wedding at the Chapel del Cinea.
I thought Friday was the rehearsal dinner.
I guess it was the rehearsal dinner. Well, I guess you can consider it as the rehearsal dinner, but there's no actual dinner. So it's really just the dinner. And then the next day, it's just really the wedding. We had champagne, some cake. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Dave looked incredible. Even though he shouldn't have been able to wear that white dress, he pulled it off. And the lace and the sequins really highlighted his eyes.
Mm-hmm. And so it was amazing. It was really good. The venue is really nice. You know, it was overlooking a nice landscape. It's really a good view. It was at the Chapel Dulcinea, so that was fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, we stopped at the lookout before going there. So,
oh my God, y'all! Maynard had me stop at this hookup spot between Houston and Austin, and there was cruising going on. There was a man dressed as a woman sitting in his truck.
There's a
dude off to the side, and then there's another dude walking around saying, "Hey, how you doing?" I'm like, "Hey, how you doing?" And then there was some straight couple with their drone trying to fly in.
Wait! You actually talked to the older guy? To the older guys?
He said hi to us when we got out of the car and walked towards us.
Well, I guess so, yeah. But it was funny. There was this transvestite inside the truck. He wore a wig. It was bizarre. Just walk around. There's people cruising at the place. That was funny.
Yeah, I can't believe you made us stop there, Maynard.
Right. It was your idea. I think I was asleep.
How was it my idea? I was just driving. Y'all were telling me where to go.
I was asleep, and then I found out that they were going in. Anyway, it was a fun weekend. We got to cruise a little. Not much. But we met up with a friend of ours, George. So, shout out George from Austin. Yeah, we were there at the... I can't even remember that restaurant's name. It's like a... It was bar and grill. It's a sports bar.
Yeah, a sports bar. Yeah.
I guess it's not really... that. The name is that doesn't really ring a bell.
Yeah.
So anyway, what have you been doing afterwards?
Well, let's see. Sunday I went clothes shopping with Timo.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finished up Jessica Jones season 2 and started season 2 of the Santa Clarita Diet.
Santa Clarita?
Santa Clarita Diet, yes.
Is it any good?
Oh, it's hilarious. It's a take... It's Drew Barrymore and Timothy Oliphant, and it's a comedy take on becoming a zombie.
Oh, okay.
His wife becomes a zombie, so it's hilarious. It's hilarious. Drew Barrymore's the zombie.
Oh.
So they have a teenage daughter and have to deal with all that stuff. So,
So I did get to watch... I'm still watching Jessica Jones. I think I'm at fifth or sixth episode still. So, okay. I mean, I'm enjoying it. I'm just watching it gradually.
Yeah.
It's a totally different take, I guess.
I kind of like Jessica Jones. It seems like it's got more depth to it, and she's a big hot mess.
Yeah, she is. So, and explains a lot.
Yeah, and as you watch his season, it really explains a lot. So,
yeah, that's right. All right, Ray. So let's go to our gay topics here. And apparently, we're getting a lot more likes on this article that you posted on the Gay Geek Bizarre web Facebook page.
Yeah. All right. Our gay this week is top privilege. is a problem and it needs to be addressed.
Why? I guess it is. It should be. It should be addressed. What?
Do you feel like there's top privilege out there, Maynard?
Not really. No, I feel like there's more bottom privilege. I don't know. Keep going.
Okay. What is top privilege? According to writer Rembrandt Durand, it's exactly what it sounds like. The act of a top enjoying certain benefits denied to his bottom counterpart. Everything from fleeting to poop shaming to HIV contraction rate, we start to see that we tops have a kind of privilege that our verse and bottom sisters do not have, Durand writes in a think piece published by Gay Star News. Durand breaks top privilege down into a few different categories. First, there's health. When it comes to things like STDs, bottoms are way more vulnerable than tops. Not only is the risk of HIV and other STI transmission much lower for tops, but tops have the distinct luxury of being able to identify symptoms of certain STIs more quickly than bottoms. Tops also don't get slut-shamed the way bottoms do, Durand argues. Mm-hmm. There are still many people who see bottoms promiscuity as something more shameful, dirty, or sluttier than that of tops. There seems to be different reasons people bottom shame, and truthfully, all of them are dumb as hell. Dumb as hell indeed. This thought process comes from internalized homophobia and sexist attitudes toward penetration. Some seem to feel like, sure, I'm gay, but at least I'm a top. The belief stems from residual shame after coming out and the notion that traditionally masculine expressions of sexuality are somehow more valid. Luckily, as I've gotten older and delved into more sexually liberated groups of gay people, I encounter less and less of this. But every now and then, I'm reminded that there are plenty of people of all ages who still feel this way. Then, of course, there's the issue of prep work. Durand believes bottoms are upheld to a completely ridiculous standards when it comes to preparing for penetration, not only dietary-wise, but also supplementary, he writes. I've seen threads upon threads of tweets on Facebook statuses about what bottoms can do to make sure they have pristine anuses for their tops. He continues, some people go to certain extremes as taking 6 fiber pills a day, using multiple fleet enemas, and not eating for hours prior to hookup. And while this humble top is no nutritious, I can't imagine that's healthy. As tops, he writes, we have to stop demanding such perfections from bottoms. So, what's your opinion of this, Maynard?
Well, I think I did read the article, and then I also read a little bit of the Gay Star News article, a little bit that's linked in it. Well, I don't know. It's top privileged. Well, I agree though that the tops do have the luxury of being free of what they want to do, and I guess the bottoms are really. It's not shame. You know, we're among friends, and one would be, you know, a total bottom, and or, you know, in conversation, and then it's true that they do get slut shamed. Well, of course, if it's among friends, it's like a joke, and it's
still slut shaming.
It's still slut shaming. Although the one who is being slut shamed is really accepting of it or kind of expected, yeah, because owns it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they either laugh it off and are really hurt inside.
They really do.
Or I think that a lot of people laugh it off and try to make the best of it, because I think some people really do get hurt by it.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. And I also remember when I first came out, you know, back in the the Cretaceous age.
Cretaceous age.
Cretaceous age.
Yeah. The time when you were a power bottom?
No. I've never liked bottoming. I've never enjoyed it once.
Because I know why. Because you haven't met the right top.
Well, yeah, I heard that. You hear that all the time. If you say you're all these guys like, oh, I need a top. I need a top. I need a top. I need a top. And you say, well, I'm a total top. And they're like, oh, you just haven't met the right top yet. I'm just like, what? Get the hell out of here. Okay. So anyway, but back in the old days when I first came out, it was this big stigma if you hooked up with somebody and they got poop on you. And everybody made a big deal about it. And I've always been like, well, it's an asshole. Shit comes out of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's going to happen sometime, regardless of how clean or what you do. Sometimes it's going to get dirty.
Yeah. But, you know, that's the responsibility sometimes of the bottoms now, that they really do clean up, right?
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing. Even sometimes when they clean out, you know, like go all the whole nine yards, it still gets poop on you sometimes. I mean, it just happens.
Mm-hmm. It's unavoidable. You know? It's part of it.
Yeah, it's unavoidable. I mean, everybody, it's an asshole. Shit comes out of it. That's what its main purpose is. The second purpose is to provide pleasure. Mm-hmm. But usually the first purpose is for poop. So you got to deal with the poop sometimes.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand people getting all freaked out. Now, if it comes out, they get like super nasty and stuff, then I'm like, dude, we need to stop because something's going on here.
Wait a second. Have you ever experienced that you were topping and then we got to stop.
That's happened before. Yes.
Oh no.
So
that's nasty.
But I didn't make a big deal about it. I mean, I got up and said, "Hey, you need to go clean yourself up," and I got up and cleaned myself up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was okay.
And then continued. You continued.
No, there was no continuing.
Then you had a beer.
No.
Then you did actual Netflix and chill afterwards.
Mm. Either that or they went home.
Oh, they went home. You're out of here. You're a clean up boy.
So, okay. But I mean, I didn't make that big of a deal. I mean, it's like, look, it's dirty. Mm-hmm. So, you know. But, you know, so I noticed, because I dealt with a lot of younger guys, nobody's really talked to them about how to clean up and what to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you don't have a fleet animal to clean your butt out, at least try to poop beforehand and wash your ass so it's clean. Because mm-hmm. there's nothing worse to start fooling around with a guy and start licking around down there and it's be all stanky and smell like they had washed their ass all day.
Yeah. So which
I know some people are into that, and that's okay, but that's not for me. So, yeah.
So some tips for the bottoms. Here's what you do. After 1 hour before you actually gonna do it, what are you doing there? You're scratching something.
Huh?
I could hear it.
My back's itching like crazy.
Oh, okay.
So really I'm scratching. I have a 18-inch ruler that I'm scratching my back with. So
oh,
sorry.
Okay. Because I can hear that. Anyway, so yeah, for the bottoms out there, 1 hour before you you're gonna hook up, you should use an enema. Sure, you should clean up, and then when you're all cleaned out, then you take an Imodium, and then you'll be, and then for an hour, it's an hour before your activity, so you should be okay after that. And all these don't do it, don't clean up right before you're gonna have sex, because you're gonna have bad accidents.
Yeah. So
yeah. So,
but I mean, but also, I mean, you as a person, you also know your body, and you know if it's just a straight up hookup, then you know what's going to happen. But if you're going out on a date or something like that, then you know probably not to get something that's going to really upset your stomach.
You should eat bottom friendly food.
So
that's right. It's probably the title of the show.
Well, it doesn't have to be bottom friendly. You just have to know, like, if you're lactose intolerant, it's probably not good to drink milk and have ice cream.
Yeah. But what before if it's a date, like an ice cream date? Let's have some ice cream.
Well, no, that's when you tell them, I can't have ice cream. I'm lactose intolerant.
But this is actually a bottom.
Huh?
It's actually a bottom. That's why he's lactose intolerant. It's an excuse to say that.
Well,
I'm
see, there you are, shut slamming. You're talking, you're doing the exact same thing this article's talking about.
I guess so. No, not really.
I mean, bottoms have got to a certain point, say, hey, this is my limits. This is what I can do, what I can't do. You know, just mm-hmm. because the guy's super hot and you want to make a good impression and be a good bottom and all this kind of stuff, I would prefer them come up and tell me up front, like, look, I can't do this or I can't do that or whatever, you know. So, but that's my take on it. So, mm-hmm. What do y'all think? What are the bottoms and tops out there think? I mean, what's y'all take on this story? Is it really top privilege? I mean, I know some guys that do repeated hookups, they just go out and like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and they keep on rolling, but...
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. So let us know. Let us know what you guys think. Yep. Okay, let's go to the next story. So, this is about assault. You like assault stories, right?
Yeah. Maynard, why do you have your phone on? Why is it vibrating in there? You're talking about me scratching my back and I hear your phone vibrating.
Oh, it's not recording. That's fine. because it's outside. Anyway, is it really? Oh, can you really hear it? I don't know why.
Yes, anyway, I can hear it.
That's weird. But it's not being recorded, don't worry. Anyway, so grad student accused of sexually assaulting multiple frat boys at gunpoint in violent rape spree. Oh my God, this is in St. Louis? A grad student? This still happens? I guess. An expelled grad student from St. Louis is accused of raping multiple male students on college campuses throughout the Missouri area. 23-year-old Devonta Bagley is accused of raping 20-year-old man, a 20-year-old man inside at Kansas State University, the frat house, earlier this month. According to police, Bagley allegedly broke into the student's dorm room in the early morning hours of March 11th. With a gun in his hand, he demanded the young have sex with him. God, at gunpoint. The student told police that Bagley threatened him with a gun before sexually assaulting him. Bagley was quickly arrested, now faces charges of sodomy or attempted sodomy, first-degree burglary, and two counts of armed criminal action. The accusations come a week after Bagley was accused of raping another male student at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, only a few days earlier. But it doesn't stop there. Last September, Bagley was arrested and charged with aggravated criminal sodomy and aggravated burglary in connection with a rape that happened inside the Sigma Chi fraternity house. One of Bagley's alleged victims, just 18 years old, says he had never met him prior to the sexual assault. Bagley was enrolled as a grad student studying criminal justice. Really? Criminal justice? At the University of Missouri, St. Louis, but was expelled last fall following a student conducting student conduct hearing. He is currently in police custody, and bail is set at $500,000. So this is a guy who studying criminal justice and being a criminal himself by raping all these young guys.
Yep.
Okay. So the story here is I don't know. What do you think about this, Ray?
Well, I think he has some major issues and he needs to be put in jail.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it's yeah. It's normal.
But I am glad these guys came forward, because a lot of males that get raped won't report it because they're embarrassed.
Yeah, they're embarrassed, and being raped by somebody older, and also, you know, being assaulted, you know, with a handgun, being threatened with a handgun. I'm sure it's unloaded. It doesn't have any load. I mean, it doesn't have any bullets in it. But I'm just guessing.
I don't know that.
But I'm just guessing that it's just used to scare people.
And, why would he carry a gun just to scare people?
To get what he want.
I think it was probably loaded, but
yeah. Maybe not. Doesn't matter. He still used it to threaten someone. So it's really sad that people have to go. You know, why won't he just use Tinder or not Tinder, Growler or Grindr just to look for guys who would really go for it? He prefers.
Because he's a criminal and he's looking for the power and the control.
Yeah, that's.
That's why he's doing this.
Yeah,
it's not for the sex, probably. I mean, yeah, he probably gets off, but what he's getting off on is controlling and that person, because usually rape is not about
sex. It's about control. You're right.
Yeah,
that's what rape is about. Okay, really sad. It's a good thing the frat boys came forward. So that's good that he's gonna be in jail. $5.5 million bail. Wow, look at that.
Yep.
I don't think he's gonna go anywhere. All right, let's go to the Geek Ray. This is a good one. Because we used to do this, don't we? Sometimes laugh at some of the articles in on Craigslist.
Never,
Ray. So. Come on, you talk about Craigslist ads before. I think we did that before, didn't we?
We might have back in a show long time ago.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
All right, this week's geek. Craigslist just nuked its personal ad section because of a sex trafficking bill. Craigslist announced early Friday morning that it would no longer host personal ads of any kind in response to a bill that's meant to curb sex trafficking but will harm consenting sex workers. Instead, according to groups like the ACLU and the Center for Democracy and Technology Wednesday. Center for Democracy and Technology. Wednesday, the Senate voted overwhelmingly to pass a bill mashup of the Fight Online Sex Trafficking Act and the Stop Enabling Sex Traffickers Act. The bill will make websites like Craigslist and social networks like Facebook and Twitter more liable for what their users say and do on their platforms. 2 days after the vote to pass it, we're already seeing the repercussions. The classified site's been in operation since 1995 with personal ads including Casual Encounters, Miss Romance, Strictly Platonic, and various seeking sections as a central part of the forums. When you click on any of these sections today, you'll see a statement on their deletion. U.S. Congress just passed H.R. 1865 seeking to subject websites to criminal and civil liability when third parties, users, misuse online personals unlawfully. Any tool or service can be misused. We can't take such risks without jeopardizing all of our other services, so we are regretfully taking Craigslist personals offline. Hopefully we can bring them back someday. To the millions of spouses, partners, and couples who met through Craigslist, we wish you every happiness. This is little consolation to the consensual sex workers that feared exactly the outcome of this bill's passage. Many were adamantly opposed to the bill prior to its passing, along with several internet freedom groups saying that it would literally mean the difference between life and death. Missed connections is still up, but it's in the community sections. Craigslist made this move to cover itself against the new liabilities and it's under for what people do with the site, but it would be a blow to anyone who uses it for dating as well. This isn't the first time Craigslist decided to nuke a sex-focused section of its site in the middle of the night. In 2009, it shut down its erotic services section because of fears of prostitution and other illegal activities. This move may have ultimately been responsible for people's death. In 2017, a study of violence against women before and after Craigslist erotic services section found a 17% decrease in female homicides during the time the service was open, as well as a decrease in rape cases. When sex workers are allowed to talk openly and freely about their clients, warn one another about bad dates, and screen clients online, they're unilaterally safer than when they're forced outdoors to work. Websites reaching out to FOSTA and SESTA will change how this entire ecosystem operates, and we're already seeing it happen before it becomes law.
Yeah. So
now this only affects the United States.
Yeah, that's right. Only the United States.
It's only the United States this is being affected. Other countries, they have the misconnections and male for male, female for female, et cetera, all still up. So.
Yeah, sometimes I would look at it, and right now, there are guys there. There are bears there. Sometimes, once in a while, I do look at it just to see what's out there. But then, if it's being used, for nefarious reasons, like sex trafficking and everything. Okay, so I could see that. I could see that that could happen because of these. It's a really a hookup section of Craigslist. That pretty much is what it is. So the question is, Ray, will this be extended to hookup apps?
I don't know. I mean, they could fall under this. Grindr, Scruff, all those apps like that could fall under this. Maybe.
That's right, Growler and everything. So there is a possibility, and because for one thing, I guess the limitations on this right now, it's for publications, but it's not publication because it's Craigslist is like publishing something or a publication, yeah, where people get to see ads. This is practically ads that you see. Yeah. They are considered ads. But then with the use of hookup apps, they are they are apps wherein you have to give consent that you are going to give yourself a like an advertisement to yourself. Pretty much you put your profile in and everything and see what you like and see who you like and things that who you are. So it does fall to that on that section and that that category that it is about hooking up and it's about selling yourself. But that's a good question though. If there has there been any news report that the gay app has provided information on sex trafficking or that might be something that we should ask the owners of these applications if they even encounter any.
Well, I don't know about that, but they've been used to kill people.
They've been used to kill people, so it's even worse.
So, Yeah. So, and I'm sure sex trafficking happens regardless of what you do. It's still going to happen.
Yep.
So
they'll find a way. It could be an app. It could be a newspaper for some. I don't know. It could be anything.
Yeah.
So it's really sad that. You know what? I feel like I kind of predict this will be extended. This might extend to a lot of hookup apps. It might.
It might. We'll have to see.
Yeah, to see if there's an update. All right, Ray, let's go to the bizarre.
Okay, go for it.
So, menu. You really? Spaghetti sauce? Menu's spaghetti sauce. But it's wet. How could you start fire with it? I know the spaghetti.
Just read the article, Maynard.
But
read
the article. I did, but I would imagine the spaghetti itself can start a fire. Anyway, so men use spaghetti sauce to try to start fire after burglary, deputies say. Deland, Florida. Two men are accused of breaking into the home of a man they both dated. Really? Okay. Stealing several items, then leaving spaghetti sauce boiling on the stove with a washcloth placed near the burner in an attempt to start a fire, according to Volusia County Sheriff's Office. I think I know how. Okay. I'll comment on it later. So the victim called 911 about 7 a.m. Tuesday because the security cameras in his home on Evergreen Terrace in Deland detected motion, and he believed someone was breaking in because a towel had been placed over one of the cameras, the report said. Deputies went to the residence and saw a red Lincoln Navigator attempting to leave the area. A stop was conducted, and the driver, 28-year-old John Silva, and passenger Derek Irving, told the deputy that they had just picked up some clothes from the victim's home, according to the affidavit. So the victim told News 6 that Irving was wearing a bull costume. This is getting weirder and weirder. The deputy said she could see a marijuana grinder in the center console and a vacuum window AC unit, flat screen television, and heater in the back seat. An empty jar of ragu, spaghetti sauce, was also on the passenger's seat, the report said. Deputies said men initially denied burglarizing the victim's home, instead saying that Irving told Silva he lived at the home and neither ride were there to retrieve some clothes and other items. The home reeked of smoke when deputies entered it. According to the report, a pot of spaghetti sauce was found burning on the stove with a white washcloth placed near the burner that had just begun to catch fire, according to the affidavit. He was trying to make it look like I left the stove on, but who gets up at 2 a.m. and fixes spaghetti, the victim said. The deputy extinguished the flames, then continued searching the home. Evidence at the scene revealed that Silva and Irving broke into the home, covered the security cameras, stole the items, then put the spaghetti sauce on the stove in an attempt to start a fire so the evidence would be destroyed, according to the authorities. Silva and Irving told deputies that they both had romantic or sexual encounters with the victim in the past. It started out as a relationship that lasted about a week, the victim said. I've let him use my car for 4 months. Maybe he's angry about that, or maybe he's angry because I gave him $150 to fix his teeth. Wow, not bad, huh? Both men were charged with unarmed burglary, grand theft, and arson. Silva is being held at $25,500 bond, and Irving is being held without bond because officials said he violated his probation. Oh my God, he already had probation even before. So, okay, so it's smart that this guy had security cameras and was able to identify who the perpetrators are. And it turns out it's his two past lovers. Maybe the sex wasn't that good. Maybe.
Well, there's no saying that these were past lovers. They might have been rent boys or tricks that he had around for a little bit. So
I guess to mask that person's identity, one of the guys, Irving, his name's Irving, was wearing a bull costume. That's the funny part here. I mean, it gets weirder. Can you imagine this? A guy in a bull costume is robbing you?
Yeah. Well, then nobody can see who your face is, so as you cover the cameras.
Yeah. I think they just figured it out because, you know, the Lincoln Navigator that they had was probably captured, and it's going to they found out who it was. Anyway, so that's good that all these perpetrators have been arrested, and now they're facing justice.
Maybe they need to lock the two of them in with the dude in St. Louis. Yes. Share a jail cell.
Yeah, that's right. They could burn each other's bridges. So, yeah, I could imagine if you do dry up the spaghetti sauce until it becomes dry, yeah, it could catch fire if all the liquid has been evaporated and it would start the fire. Yeah, it would. Pretty interesting. Anyway, okay, so yeah, that's the story. Those are the stories that we have. Okay, so I guess that's it. Thank you everyone for listening. Special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. That's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to email us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us voicemail at 281-947-2327. 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
All right, and go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next show. Bye.